been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away.
Thing is that when you're called, you know, and I hear things in my sleep. I walk around, I go in the bathroom and try to brush my teeth, and all of a sudden a toothbrush starts vibrating. That's a groove, you know, and
you know,
you gotta go with that, and that means drop the toothbrush and get down to the studio or get to a bass guitar quick.
Prince was truly a one-of-a-kind artist, and he was an anomaly in so many ways. A black kid from the Midwest and a rock fan, he was a prodigy, a virtuoso. He had that magic combination of being an incredibly naturally skilled musician and also an incredibly naturally gifted songwriter. His head was probably just filled with music and songs 24 hours a day, and it's a pretty magical thing when you have a guy who has great songs just spinning around in his head, and he can pick up a guitar or a piano anytime and they just spill out of him. Some people just have that power, and when such a unique personality like Prince is imbued with such power, I guess that's what we call genius. With a talent like Prince, you have to think he was born with it, or at least born with that potential. And if you look at his parents, you can see that it was in his genes. His father was a musician and a songwriter. In fact, his father's stage name was Prince Rogers. And Prince's mother was a jazz singer. So Prince was a natural born talent, but also the fact that he was in Minneapolis was very important. Think about it, his parents, I believe they were both born in Louisiana, so if Prince had been raised in Louisiana, I think we would have had a very different Prince. But in Minneapolis, there was this thriving and encapsulated music scene, rock scene, and a funk scene, R&B, it was a thriving music scene there. And it was a place where his talents could really be fostered in a certain kind of way. There's a reason that Minneapolis remained Prince's home base. In many ways, Prince, the artist, was born from that city. Prince was signed to Warner Brothers when he was 18, and he produced and played every instrument on his first two records for the label. The second album, the self-titled record, displayed a little bit of disco, a lot of Commodores, but as an artist, he really came into his own on his third record, Dirty Mind, which doesn't really sound like anything else. It's almost a new wave album, but it's not. Pretty difficult to categorize. The best way to describe it is that it sounds like Prince. But of course, back then, when Dirty Mind came out, nothing sounded like Prince yet. But today, Dirty Mind is very easily identifiable as a Prince record. So he found his sound fast. He was 22 when Dirty Mind came out. Prince's next album, Controversy, is a pretty clear bridge between Dirty Mind and 1999. He's asserting his individuality big time here, and the 7-minute title track really is an amazing piece of work. And then came 1999 in 1982. A genius making a double album of 80s pop. The influence that Prince would have on our culture and on pop music at this point and from this point on would be difficult to quantify. Prince developed into an artist with almost universal appeal. I don't think there's been another pop or rock artist who straddled so many lines. He just crossed over in just about every sense of the word. He was Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Elton John, Eddie Van Halen, and David Lee Roth, all at the same time, but better. We haven't seen anyone else like Prince in the history of rock and roll.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life, life.
So after the huge success of 1999, he made a movie, and with that movie's soundtrack, he made one of the best and most successful albums of the 80s, and he won an Oscar. Prince's career after Purple Rain was eclectic, prolific, amusing, perplexing, just all over the place. He made a lot of music, wrote a lot of songs, just whatever he felt like playing or writing at the time, he did it. He was a cultural icon for 30-plus years. He couldn't have been much more revered or respected, I don't think. Prince made R&B music, he made pop music, he made rock music, he made Prince music. And in those terms, he was pretty clearly identifiable as a genius. So let's hear some of that music.
I'm a musician. I live for that.
Baby, I'm just fine. You know, you know it's all. Savoir faire, no one in the whole universe will ever compare. very keen. Word of compassion, word of peace. In the distance, none is much to be. But behold, we will watch it fall.
Schoolboy's fantasy she was. That's why he had to wait. If he poured his heart into a glass and offered it like wine, she could drink and be back in time for the morning paper. They could take a walk down the ocean side. On every wave, they could find a carousel and ride, or kiss in every cave. They could contemplate the entire universe, or just one star. Oh, just how far was a walk for the morning paper?
one for the money, press two for the dream. Get ready for something that you never seen. The coffin machine. Somebody else is in it. You there with the synchronous position. Perhaps you'd like to join us in a mission. A mission for logic in a think tank. Unless, of course, you're feeling like a punk at the bank. But every now and then it comes back. Must have been your right to die. Live again, live again, live again. Get up, get up, get in. Get on the machine. It's alright, baby.
Go, baby.
Don't be shy.
Get on the machine.
Yeah. I ain't gonna hit you.
Está muerto. Prince está muerto. Que viva para siempre el poder de la nueva generación.
Billy Jack, bitch. Billy Jack, bitch.
Billy Jack, bitch. so tight, motherfuckers.
There's a mountain, and it's mighty high. You cannot see the top unless you fly. And there's a molehill, a proven ground. And ain't nowhere to go if you hang around. Everybody wants to sell what's already been sold. Everybody wants to tell what's already been told. What's the use of money if you ain't gonna break the mold? Even at the center of the fire, there is coal. All that glitters ain't gold. An ocean of despair. There are people living there. They're unhappy, and each and every day. But hell is not fashion. So what you trying to say? Everybody wants to sell what's already been sold. Everybody wants to tell what's already been told. Gonna break the mold. Even at the center of fire, there is coal. All that glitters ain't gold.
Oh,
You are now an official member of the New Power Generation. Welcome to the Dawn.
Never let you go away. I didn't have the heart to say I'm sorry. I haven't got a heart at all. I could tolerate the pain if I could talk to my best friend, but you won't even call. Contemplating pulling out my suitcase and packing everything I own. I didn't back then, but I do know now. Wherever you are is home. I crawl on my belly and beg you, but you're so far away. Only been gone for an hour, but it seems like a been an hour since you left me. I wish I had somebody to blame, but you're the perfect picture of what love should look like. Now I wanna be your frame. It's only been an hour, feels like a million days.
Fix your life. worry about being good at what you love. Don't make this complicated. You know it's true. Don't make us put somebody else in for you.
Every day when I wake up, gotta make up another reason to make it last. Miss mistake up, if we break up, we smash guitars and shatter glass. But till the day that we do, I'm your driver, you're my screw. Everywhere that we go now, there's a show now. People pay money for the rock and roll. And the big wow, before we bow, you can call me CC Crowd Control. But if you don't want to, it's cool. It's cool. I'm your driver. Empty car on a fast train. Driving rain.
And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out. I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
What else can I play here but the entire 13-minute version of Purple Rain that Prince and the Revolution performed at First Avenue in Minneapolis in August of 1983, and a lot of this recording is what ended up on the record, Purple Rain. It's just an amazing performance of an amazing song, and just listen as he figures out the guitar solo. It's unbelievable. Till next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you very, very much. Good night.